This is Radio Superior 1938, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1938. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1938. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is radio station KUWS calling, broadcasting from the head of the lakes in Superior, Wisconsin. It's Sunday, August 14th, 1938. Stand by for the latest news from Europe, weather, music, and information about our good local merchants for you, and a guest to talk about that huge, and I do mean huge, as in really, really big, statewide American Legion convention this week in Ashland. And we'll have sports with Rapid Ray Paulson. The Dukes are playing the Blues at our brand new ballpark today for first place. And Harriet's in with the Society News.
That's a busy half hour, old son.
We'll get busy with you first, Lou, with the O.H. Zieldorf's 5 o'clock news. See Mr. Zieldorf for the best in tailored clothing in Superior. Now, KUWS radio newsman Lou Martin with the news. The crisis in Europe is getting worse and worse, isn't it, Luke?
Good afternoon, good listeners. Well, the situation in Europe is tense and could explode into all-out war just 20 years after the end of the last European war. That war pulled the United States into the conflict for 19 months and cost thousands of doughboys their lives. Commerce Secretary Roper just returned from a month's visit to Great Britain. He told reporters today that if Europe can get through the next month without war, it'll be able to maintain that peace for a year or more. The lines are drawn, with Italy and Germany in one camp, England and France in the other. The French Foreign Office is not issuing any visas for its citizens who wish to travel to Italy. The British War Office says that special certificates must be acquired before it will allow its citizens to travel to the Third Reich. Diplomats in the capitals across Europe are trying to make sense of a series of alarming developments. Germany is planning a massive military maneuver next month with its regular army and reserve units, including veterans of the World War who are between 35 and 45 years old. A new law orders horses, trucks, and warehouses to be requisitioned by the Nazi government. The Czechoslovakia Army Officers Society has issued a proclamation that there can be no retreat in Czechoslovakia's integrity. German Chancellor Adolf Hitler is claiming the right to annex the Czech Sudetenland with its heavy German population, even if it means going to war. Britain and France are pledged to protect Czechoslovakia. Mutual Broadcast System correspondent Frederick Sondheim has a report for us from Berlin, recorded earlier today from the Third Reich.
The Nazi capital hasn't been so jittery since Hitler's advent as it is in these simmering August days. By special orders of the propaganda ministry, on the censorship on newspapers and radio has been tightened more than usual. But the Wilhelmstrasse vibrates as the Fuhrer keeps the wires in the Berchtesgaden humming. As one leading Nazi told our informant, the greatest days of Germany's greatest era are approaching. The foreign ministry experts are working at top speed to find out what the Russian-Japanese brawl will allow Hitler to do in the way of fishing in troubled waters. Their almost unanimous opinion at this moment predicts a conflict of official or unofficial of such proportions that Comrade Stalin will hesitate to risk war for the protection of Czechoslovakia, and Hitler agrees. The possibilities of a Russian-Japanese war have landed like bombs in the Balkan chancelleries. So says the reports from the German embassies to Berlin. The government in Belgrade, Bucharest, and Sofia are burning the wires between their capitals. The gist of their conversation? If Russia is paralyzed, the German fortifications on the Rhine are going up so rapidly. Can we expect help from France in time if we join the Czechoslovakian defense? We must remain neutral. Berlin is delighted by the confusion. Reporting with the World Whirligig from Berlin, this is Frederick Sondheim.
The leader of the American Federation of Labor is accusing the leader of the Committee for Industrial Organization of being a communist. AFL official John Fry says that CIO leader John Lewis has been endorsed by the Reds and is part of communist activity in Cleveland. Fry made the accusation while testifying before the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Zielsdorf News Time is 5:05. Time for Jack McKenna with a word from our sponsor.
Thank you, Lou. Now this word from O.H. Zielsdorf at 1710 12th Street in Superior. Buy tailor-made suits on our budget plan at just $2 per week. Easy payments on new suits and overcoats, made to measure, perfectly tailored from an assortment of 250 all-wool fabrics. You see what I mean, folks? It's easy to be well-dressed when you go to Zielsdorf. Average suit or coat, $38. Yes, and it pays to dress well. So come in today for particulars from O.H. Zielsdorf, 12th Street, Superior.
The stage is set for the biggest drama in Ashland in years, the four-day State American Legion Convention that's underway. And conventioners have descended upon Shawamigan Bay, filling every hotel room and campground. Roy Kelly Legion Post Commander Alan White says the Legion Memorial Home is beyond capacity. Already, Ashland has hosted the 40 and 8 parade with more than 50 musical organizations, many drum and bugle corps, and a dance at the Knights of Columbus Hall, which went until 6 o'clock this morning. It's estimated that thousands of people from Michigan's Upper Peninsula, Upper Minnesota, and all of Wisconsin have traveled to Ashland. None, however, as famous as Ashland's favorite son, Admiral William Leahy, the chief ranking officer of naval operations in the United States. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has that story.
A heartwarming homecoming for him, Lou. Admiral Leahy was greeted at the Duluth Johnson Williamson Airport yesterday by Ashland Mayor J.M. Dodd, Thomas Barden, Commander Alan White, and U.S. Hydrographic Officer Commander Albert Swenson at the Duluth Weather Bureau. Admiral Leahy told reporters that first he needs to shave before going to Ashland. He also says he's heard the city has so many changes that he's afraid he may not recognize it. Even so, he says he always considers Ashland home. He'll be staying with old friend Thomas Barden. Admiral Leahy is an 1891 graduate of Ashland High School and hopes to meet many old friends over the next 3 days, Lou.
Another prominent figure, National American Legion Commander Daniel Doherty, spent some time in the Indian Head Country at the G. Decker French Private Resort on Loon Lake near Wascott. Another large convention is arriving. The Wisconsin Grocers, 1,500 strong, are in Superior for the next few days. The Grocers will be treated to a Superior Blues baseball game at the brand-new Municipal Stadium, 5 dances, a tour of Minnesota's open-pit mines, a boat ride on Lake Superior and the Duluth Superior Harbor. Local Grocers President Eugene Berthium will officially open the convention on Tuesday at the Androy Hotel. Ironically, pioneer grocer Alphonse Berthium of Superior died yesterday, succumbing to a 2-year battle with illness. Mr. and Mrs. Berthium arrived in Superior in 1892 with sons Fred, Eugene, and Phil. They opened a store at 1906 21st Street, later moved to what is now Berthium Brothers Grocery, 1415 Tower Avenue. The 84-year-old Alphonse Berthium retired 32 years ago in 1906 after turning his business over to his sons. Well, good listeners, it seems that Will Rogers' old saying that America is the first country to arrive at the poorhouse in an automobile might not hold up in Ashland County. The Ashland County Finance and Relief Committee ordered all towns and villages to not give relief checks to people who own cars. The committee passed a resolution that says it isn't right to give money to people who have enough funds to own a vehicle.
Makes it kind of tough for those people to go job hunting, Lou.
Maybe they should allow them to own cars like you drive. You know, old, rusty, and smoky.
That gets me to work. Thanks, Lou Martin, the best newsman on the block, by golly. Hey, friends, stand by for some fun music. Our forecast from the United States Weather Bureau, courtesy of Albert Swenson, by the way. for this Sunday, August the 14th, 1938, is for no relief from the heat. It's been in the 80s the last few days, but today it hit 94. Tonight's low will be 68, and hot again tomorrow with a high around 90. Not like the 106 we had in 1936. Ooh, boy, it's a good time to take a soak in Lake Superior, or just sit back and relax to the music we have for you on the Martin and McKenna Show. Here's Eddie Duchin with the sweet big band number Stardust. Music of Eddie Duchin and Stardust on station KUWS. Oh, hi, hello. Oh, jeez, it's a hot one out there.
It's getting on my nerves. We're used to summer temperatures in the 70s and 80s since we're so close to the cool waters of Lake Superior.
Old Gitchigumi isn't doing its job as usual. I keep a bucket of cold water nearby myself. When I get real hot, I just stick my forearms in the bucket. You'd be surprised how it cools you down. I don't like having an edgy newsman around. Newsmen are no fun when they're grumps.
I'll have you know that I haven't had a thing to drink.
Grump, Blue. I said grump, not drunk. I would never accuse you of such a thing. Except the time you weren't feeling good and you borrowed a bottle of Rapid Ray's cough medicine.
There wasn't a whole lot of medicine in the bottle.
That's what I mean, but it stopped your cough.
That it did. So, Jack and good listeners, we've been talking about the big conventions in Ashland and Superior. But Duluth has a big picnic today that we'd like to mention. Thousands of truckers and guests arrived at the annual Head of the Lakes Truckers Picnic today at Fond du Lac in Duluth's far western edge. General Truck Drivers and Helpers Union President Fred Smith welcomed everybody, and Duluth Mayor R.C. Burkholt said a few words also. It was a great spot for a great big picnic. Lots of folks kicked off their shoes and took a dip in the St. Louis River.
See? Think cool, Lou. It helps.
I turned up the fan and it scattered my news copy everywhere.
Well, here's some music to protect all of us from a grumpy, that's grumpy, newsman. This is Skinny Ennis and Got a Date with an Angel on the Happy Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Got a date with an angel. Got to meet her at 7. Got a date with an angel. I'm on my way to heaven. She She's so lovely beside me, and whatever betide me, got an angel to guide me, so I'm on my way to heaven. Soon I'll hear the bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening at seven. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven. Bells ring out, and the choir will sing out. When the pearly gates swing out, oh, she'll beckon to me. I've been waiting a lifetime for this evening of seven. Got a date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Yes, indeed, folks, the cool, happy sounds of Skinny Ennis and Got a Date with an Angel. On station KUWS. Let's bring in a man who's always cool, even when things are getting hot. With news from the sporting world, here's our own Rapid Ray Paulson. Hiya, Ray.
If one more person says hot enough for you.
Oh, well, guess another one is on the grumpy wagon, huh?
Are you insinuating I'm not usually on the wagon? And I heard you talk about my cough medicine. Well, I'll tell you, that was right from the drugstore. I can't be responsible for someone not following directions, like Lou.
I think heat is affecting people's hearing today.
Well, hot or not, I've got some great sporting news, sport fans. The team at the top of the Northern League is the Superior Blues. I'll say it again, sports fan. The team at the top of the Northern League is the Superior Blues. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? You could say that Blues manager George Treadwell stole the lead. Sensational Blues gardener Marion Siborowski stole home off Crookston Pirates reliever Mike Cash to win it in the 10th, while the Fargo-Moorhead Twins bested the Dukes by a run on Friday. That gives our own, very own Blues a half-game lead. With the big three-game series with the Duluth Dukes at Blues Park just getting underway this afternoon. In fact, there's still time to head out to the beautiful, brand-new ballpark. You know, here's a guy to keep an eye on. Playing for Minneapolis in the American Association, Ted Williams is turning out to be a one-man hitting show, swatting homers and hitting .358. The Boston Red Sox may have to make room for that young man, and soon. Washington Senators shortstop Cecil Travis and Boston's Jimmy Fox are fighting for the batting lead in the American League. Both have .346 batting averages. Ernie Lombardi leads the senior circuit. One more note, sport fans. The Duluth Dukes Blues Monday night matchup could be under the arcs for the first night game in the new Blues Municipal Stadium. The only catch is reflectors for the lights haven't arrived. We'll keep you posted. Well, that's sports, Jack, and remember, everyone loves a good sport.
Rapid Ray Paulson, that's him, the hottest sportsman around.
Hey, I'm going to chip some ice off the block in the icebox. The secret is to suck on a sliver of ice and put another down the back of your shirt. It works every time.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. The hazard there is that it doesn't slide down the back of your shorts, too. More tips to keep cool on this hot August the 14th, one of the hottest days of 1938 so far. And now, folks, here's Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1937, last year's live concert at Carnegie Hall. And Don't Be That Way on Station KUWS. Great way to beat the heat, folks. The cool music of Benny Goodman, live at Carnegie Hall. And Don't Be That Way, on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS.
I'd like to introduce local World War veteran and Henry Blomberg Post, R.F.
Blomberg. I'm calling him Bloomberg.
R.F. Buster Raffaele. He's here to talk about the Ashland Legion Convention.
And I'll say, they call me the Bloomberg Buster.
You know why, Martin?
Not a clue, sir.
Me neither. I was hoping you'd know. You never know with nicknames if they're poking fun at your expense or what it is they're doing. But man, oh man, is it hot in here? I always said McKenna was full of hot air. How about that, Jack?
Lou, get Buster to leave.
To leave? Well, I'd go, but I'll try to behave first.
Get Buster to behave.
Yeah, can't tell one of Black Jack Pershing's doughboys to behave. I've seen Paris.
Oh, so that's how the phrase ugly Americans got started.
Mr. Raffaele, you're here to support the big gathering in Ashland.
It's important that we make these veterans, these men who fought the war to end all wars against the Kaiser, to feel welcome. I've been baking cookies and wrapping presents and pulling out my old uniform to show our pride. Look at that, it still fits too, by gum.
Better not eat any of those cookies, or those buttons on that uniform will explode.
Well, you wouldn't think these things would shrink just hanging around in an attic.
Seems the more your clothes are in the attic, the more they shrink.
Well, I've heard to soak your forearms in cold water. McKenna, why don't you try soaking your head in a bucket of ice? About 10 minutes will do the trick. Remember, if it doesn't work, you can come up for air. Anywho, see any man in uniform and we'll make him feel welcome. Well, all that's happening in Europe right now, well, you know, it's a powder keg over there. I think those Krauts will start another war. And like it or not, we'll probably end up over there again. So I'm here to say once and again, out all you gobs, devil dogs, and doughboys.
Thank you, Mr. Raffaele. Play music, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Welcome, Legionnaires. Here's one for you devil dobs and pogs and busters.
Here's Anson Weeks. Was that the human thing to do on Station KUWS? Yes, sir, the music of Anson Weeks on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS. Hey, Lou, where's Harriet? She should be back from her vacation by now.
I'm sure you missed her, didn't you?
I just got a call from that Jim Payton guy at WEBC. He says that she's working there now.
Quit? Just like that? No, that's not like Harriet. Not after 9 years.
And he says that she's married.
What? Hitch?
To an engineer there.
Oh, my gosh. A different breed. Courage, old friend. Whoa, Peyton's pulling your leg. You know him.
Well, she's not here. Harriet never misses her community column. She's gone. To an engineer, no less. I'm going to find a bucket of ice now, Jack.
Don't go putting Ray's cough medicine in that bucket of ice, Lou. Well, good listeners, what a revolting turn of events. And to an engineer, no less. Well, stay tuned tonight for Professor Quiz at 7 o'clock, your hit parade at 8, Glenn Miller and his fine orchestra at 9, and Abe Lyman and his orchestra at 10. For Lou Martin, then, I'd better go check on him. This is Jack McKenna speaking. Stay calm and stay tuned.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1938, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances, John Munsell, Tom Martinson, Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1938 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.